And thank you everyone for joining us. This is Paddy Dear, one of the principals of Tetragon. I just wanted to add a little bit more colour to our statement that we put out a while back. We haven't, or we're not going for a Q&A on this call. We thought it made more sense to get the management team available for anyone who wants to speak to them directly. So if anyone does, obviously you know how to get in contact with the guys. So as I say, I just want to add a little bit more colour. As our investors know, we've had a small exposure to ABS for some time in our book of business at TFG. So to be explicit, we have one ABS deal that obviously has 100% underlying ABS assets. We also have four CDO squared deals where some of the underlying assets are ABS. If one adds the totality of those five deals together, it comes to about 4.5% of our total portfolio, which is about 5.3% of net assets as of September 30th, 07, so last month's end. Now, we're aware that Moody's and S&P have made some substantial downgrades recently on ABS assets. And also, we're very aware that our share price has traded below NAV for some time. And many investors have actually cited that this exposure to ABS is a possible reason for that discount to NAV. The manager and board have decided that it's prudent to write down all the future cash flows from these deals to zero. We think it's prudent. Firstly, it gives us the potential for absolutely zero negative surprises. Secondly, if any of them do produce any cash inflow, then as that cash comes in, the assets will be written up, but only as and when we receive the cash. And perhaps most importantly of all, it means that the total portfolio is 100% CLOs post that write-down. That means that the NAV is 100% backed by corporate loans. Now, I think most of you are very well aware that the loan market is continuing to perform very well. In fact, the recent credit spread widening is very good for the loan market in that it provides wider spreads, and yet we're still in a very low default environment. Furthermore, TFG has over $80 million of reserves against those loans for expected losses that have not happened to date. Now, the other piece I just wanted to talk about is this will be a circa 5% effect on the NAV of the company, but will have a minimal effect on cash flow. And that means that we don't anticipate any effect on the dividend, and as importantly, we don't see that it will have any material effect on the future earnings potential of the company. So I just wanted to add those pieces to what we'd said earlier. And as I say, the management, we're all available should people want to call and discuss it in more detail. But thanks for taking the time to join us.